Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast, the online resource designed to help young professionals navigate their careers. This is episode number 2. So in last week's episode, we heard from 3 very inspiring graduates who literally took a stand to find their first jobs. What I personally learned from speaking to Faraz, Fred and Sam was that today's generation of graduates are more fearless than ever. We don't wait for life to happen to us. We seek, create and exploit opportunities to advance our career. In today's episode, we'll be looking at my top tips to help finding a job. So my first tip is to get organized. You have to treat looking for a job like it is your job. That means waking up early, getting your day arranged, having timetables, checklists, whatever it is, to make sure that you stay on top of the flow of what you're doing and keeping up to date of who you're contacting, when you're contacting them, when you need to follow up, etc. So get organized, and it also helps you celebrate the little victories and the little successes that you have. One of my friends actually advised me that it's good to schedule breaks and lunches so you do something that makes you happy part of the day, but also it helps you keep track of little achievements that you may have. So whether that is a call back for an interview or a feedback form that you got, whatever it is, getting organized helps you manage your day and flow much better. My second tip is to stay focused. Don't do too much in one day and then not do anything on the next day or whatever it is. Stay focused on what it is you want, your targets, your goals, what you want to achieve through this process, and stick with that. It's better to cut down on your numbers than to stop completely. And it helps you stay in the focus of feeling like you're doing something rather than doing nothing at all. My third tip is to make sure break time counts. It's especially important to give yourself breaks and to do something that makes you happy. So whether that's watching shows or watching TED Talks, YouTube videos, podcasts, something that helps you disengage from what you're doing but also feeds the mind and feeds your kind of creative juices as well. I remember I watched a whole series of Grey's Anatomy in the summer when I was looking for jobs. And for me, that was something that I was able to take my mind off things, but also help me kind of think about problems, etc., etc. So do something that makes you happy. Listen to podcasts, watch videos, do something that helps you engage, but also grows your kind of width and breadth of what you know. Tip number 4 is to sharpen those skills. Almost every company you go into will want you to know how to use Excel particularly. So whether that means you need to learn how to do that or whether it means you need to learn how to use CRM, find out the different tools, the different online tools that companies use in your desired industry and learn to master them while you are unemployed. So you become indispensable or you become particularly useful when you are in a job. Also use this time to learn a language if that's what you're interested in, learn a skill, pick up an online course. Use this time to learn and sharpen whatever it is that will be particularly useful for your job. And don't be scared of picking off things that aren't on the list. One thing that I was particularly keen on during uni was making presentations, and I learned how to use Prezi. So in my job now, I might not necessarily use Prezi every day, but when we have client meetings or pitches or whatever, I'm able to create something dynamic that I learned in the time that I wasn't at work. So don't be scared of learning something that's not on the list, but also call the company, find out what they use and how you can kind of tweak your skills to become useful in a job. Tip number 5 is network, network, network. I cannot stress the importance of networking enough. You have to use your contacts to see if anyone is hiring or if there are any opportunities you should look into. So start with your friends, start with your peers, start with your family, mentors, sponsors, whoever it is. Tap into your network to see what's out there and where you can plug yourself into. Go to industry events as much as you can. Now, speaking as someone who is not from London, what I noticed is London has so many things going on all the time. So whether that's something for girls who code or females in tech or women in banking, whatever it is, make sure you go to industry events as much as you can and put yourself out there, meet people, get their business card, and ladies and gentlemen, the one key thing is to make sure you follow up. So don't just network for the sake of it. Follow up, take people out for a coffee or for lunch or whatever it is. Find out what they do. Find out, you know, how that links into what you're interested in, and build and grow that relationship, because you never know how you can be useful to them, but also how they can help you out in the future. So use your network as a resource to potentially getting you a job. And it's okay to stalk people online that you find really interesting, to find out where they're going, you know, what their company does, etc. So when you do potentially meet them, you have something more than the bog standard what's on the internet to say to them. So use networking as a skill to propel your career as much as possible. Tip number 6 is, do not be afraid of cold calling. If you like the sound of a company, what they do, who works for the company, don't be scared of picking up the phone and asking them. One thing that I used to do when I was looking for internships particularly was I'd call them before I even sent an application form to say, what are some of the key competencies and things that are useful for this job? Yes, it might be online, but having that interaction with a person on the other end of the phone ensures that they know who you are. It shows that you are proactive, and it actually helps you crystallize your sales pitch as to why you should be good for the job, what skills and competencies you have, and where you're perfect fit for the company. So do not be afraid of cold calling, picking up the phone and speaking to whoever is directly linked to the job, whoever potentially is going to be looking at your CV, and make sure you deliver the goods on the other end of the phone. Tip number 7 is, spring clean your online presence. Now, we live in a generation where we were on Bebo, MySpace, etc., etc., from a very young age, and some of those things are still present. Now, it doesn't go far enough, in my opinion, to just untag yourself on things on Facebook. You have to look at the whole picture. Google yourself, spend time seeing what other people are seeing and tweaking that message. So before anyone does anything these days, they make sure they look at you on Google. So delete any accounts that you don't want people to see. Make sure you're commenting on and sharing or tweeting or whatever the most important articles that you think your future boss would want you to see that you're aware of. Make sure you're, whether it's quoting, whatever it is, just make sure you crystallize and target that message that you're giving out to the world. Also, make sure that your LinkedIn is on point. Now, LinkedIn is a gateway into your CV. That's not the kind of typical A4 sheet of paper that we see. So if you have a blog post, or if you have a website or whatever, make sure it's synced up to your LinkedIn. But also, I would say, make sure that each section of your work experience details how you and your success was a benefit to the company, because no one wants to know that, oh, I did this, I was great. No. You need to show them, this is what the end goal was for the company, and this is what I did to help grow the company. So think about that very carefully. And also, don't be afraid of starting a website, starting a blog. I've seen some amazing, amazing young professionals who have done great blogs that not only show their CV, but also show them commenting on things, show articles they've written, do videos, whatever it is, just keep it engaging and make sure it's the right message that you want your brand to represent. Tip number 8 is, ask for feedback, whether that's after an interview or a rejection email. Ask for how you can improve. It not only shows initiative and a desire to do better, it also makes your name stick when an opportunity does arrive. And don't limit this to just the people you've applied to jobs for. Ask your friends, your peers, your family. When you practice your pitch or practice interviewing, get people to feed into how to make you better so that you get to your end goal much, much quicker. And on the whole networking thing, actually, it could be the start of a relationship with a potential person in the industry. So asking for feedback opens many doors that you might not necessarily have thought of before. Tip number 9 is, think outside of the application form. As we saw last week, graduates are now doing things that are not necessarily conventional to find jobs. So think about, what can you do to stand out? So whether that means you go out and pitch for a job, or you do a video or a microsite or a website, think about what your desired industry is like and what they would respond to. So if you're going into advertising, for example, a typical CV might not necessarily be the best approach. you might want to do something more dynamic that shows you know how the clients think, but also you've thought about how you can slot into their culture and what they do. If you're going into a legal job, for example, it might not necessarily be a typical CV. You might create a booklet to send to the right solicitor or the right barrister that's hiring or whatever it is. Think outside of the box and do something that's atypical to make you stand out as well. Tip number 10 is keep your eyes on the prize. One of the most difficult things about job hunting is looking around and noticing that everybody has their stuff together. Well, that's wrong in my opinion. Looking around will get you distracted, and particularly if your friends have jobs, it can be quite disheartening and lead to some form of resentment. So make sure you stay focused on you. Your story is different to the other person next to you. So keep focused, keep going, and stay consistent. So just to run through that again, my top tips are get organized, stay focused, make break times count, sharpen those skills, network, don't be afraid to cold call, spring clean your online footprint, ask for feedback, think outside of the box, and keep your eyes on the prize. As always, the show notes available on WordPress. That's makemeapro.wordpress.com, or alternatively, you can message me on LinkedIn, give me a Google on LinkedIn, follow me on Twitter @MissMenday. My Instagram is the same. See you next time.